podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm anxious to see how Emily feels about arranged marriages. You were trying to tell me something about it. Is this our new reality TV show?
Well, it's been on. It's called Married at First Sight. And so the premise is they actually used experts, four experts, a sexologist,
Dom,
a spiritualist.
Why couldn't that be me?
I don't know.
You know why.
A psychologist and a sociologist. So then they study these people, they pair them up based on, okay, these are going to be perfect matches for one another. And they do things like physical appearance, what your preference is, you know, down to money, to family, to, you know, religious beliefs, etc. So then you don't actually see your partner for the first time until you walk down the aisle and you are getting married. And then you have 6 weeks to live with this person. And at the end of 6 weeks, you decide if you want to stay married or if you want to get a divorce.
Get it annulled.
And I think initially all of us are going to be like, what? That's so stupid. That's so crazy. But I mean, if you think about it, they're all these experts. And if you get married on your own, a lot of that times it ends up in divorce. So I don't know if we really know what we're doing without experts, you know, and reality TV cameras in our faces.
The experts, in a way, kind of take the lustful, over emotional craziness out of it.
Yuppers.
And they make it a little bit more clinical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this isn't a true arranged marriage then, because they are narrowing down your likes and dislikes and trying to find
but
someone that'll match
arranged.
You up. Yeah, but they're...
It's not the traditional you're thinking.
Right,
it's not like... just, you know, picking from your own village.
Where you trade a cow for a girl or something like that,
you
know?
But it's science. And you fast forward to the end of this series, and out of the three couples that they put together, two of them stayed married. And only one got divorced. And so that's a better rate than we have.
I remember talking to a listener several years ago. We just got, it might have been one of our long-time, first-time calls, where somebody who called who had never been on the show before. And I always ask, you know, what do you do? What's, you know, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. And it was a woman. And she talked about how she was in an arranged marriage. She came from, I can't remember which country.
I remember that.
But it was some other, anyway. And so I was so fascinated by it. And I started quizzing her on how happy she was. And she said she was deliriously happy. That it was the same thing. They didn't even meet until just before they got married. And she said they were smitten with each other. They were so happy. It took all of the nonsense of courting out of it.
Dating and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about how, you know, when you're dating, you put on this false face for the first time you get together, mm-hmm. you know, for the first four or five dates, you're not even really yourself because you're nervous and you're wanting to put on a good show and all that. But she said it took all of that out of it. And they were wildly in love.
Moved in.
I think after...
So who am I to knock it? Because apparently it does work for a lot of people.
I think reading all these articles, and if you have all these experts on your side matching you up with someone, I would totally do it. I wouldn't even think twice. Of course, I'd be scared, you know, but still, I think it would work. I think they're onto something. I think, you know, give me a cow and an expert and I'll get married.
I'm going to say I'm fascinated by we have people listening to our show, obviously, more than just that lady who called us. But we have people listening to our show who are in arranged marriages. And there might be some of them who are not thrilled, but I'll bet there's just as many who are very happy.
Yeah.
So,
not for me, though. I couldn't do it. Couldn't
really?
Do it. Yeah,
well, of course
I
you couldn't.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Take a few out for a test drive first.
Well, you put that in your survey. Make sure she's loosey-goosey.
Okay, all right. Is that a box I can check?
Yes.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.